Hello. Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. One pretty girl asked, "Why do we have to grow old and die?" Have you ever thought about the reality of death, aging, pain, sorrow, disease, and evil in this world? In science, this would also include the second law of thermodynamics. The origin of aging, death, is outside of our scientific knowledge. It belongs to past history. What does history tell us about the origin of death and aging? The Bible tells us much about this in chapter 3 of Genesis. First of all, we can observe that you have a free will. You can decide yourself to do good or to do evil. God created Adam and Eve with free will. They could obey God or disobey Him. The choice was theirs. God did not create man to be a machine. We can love God, worship Him, serve Him, and obey Him, or we can choose not to do so. We have free wills. Those who would tell us that we do not have free wills are mistaken. Those who would tell us that we do not have free wills, that all is determined, are clearly wrong. They are asking us to agree with them that man does not have free will. They are asking us to make a moral judgment that they are right, using our free wills to agree with them. They are self-contradictory, clearly wrong. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They chose to disobey God. They did that which God told them not to do. They sinned. Let us read about the consequences of this event. We read in the Bible from Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Death came upon man as a consequence of sin. Death came into the world because of sin. Adam and Eve sinned against God. The punishment was death. The consequence of sin is that we also die. Death came into the world. Even innocent babies die, which is a consequence of that sin. This is the reality that we face. Notice also that the creation was cursed. The ground was cursed. The creation was changed by the curse. The evil that is in the creation is part of that curse that was brought about because of sin. We live in a sin-cursed world. There are thorns and thistles. There are also storms, earthquakes, insects, and disease. The second law of thermodynamics is a part of this. Yes, we live in a sin-cursed world, a dying world. Death is a reality that we need to face. You might not believe that you are going to die, but you and I will die nevertheless. Even the material universe is dying. Notice Romans chapter 8, verse 20. "For the creation was subjected to futility." Romans chapter 8, verse 20. Listen to Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 22. "Then the Lord God said, 'Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.' Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. When Adam and Eve sinned, they were driven from the Garden of Eden. This was so that they could not eat of the tree of life and live forever. That is why death is a reality. That is why innocent babies sometimes die. There is disease, pain, death, sorrow in this sin-cursed world. The tree of life will be in the heavenly New Jerusalem. We need to go to the heavenly New Jerusalem. You can go to the heavenly New Jerusalem if you want to. We read in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Yes, Adam and Eve sinned. The consequence of their sin was death. All people die as a consequence of Adam and Eve's sin. It should be noted that the guilt of sin is not inherited, but we suffer the consequences. We read in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, "The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. It should also be noted that Jesus was born of woman, but he did not inherit sin. The guilt of sin is not inherited. We suffer the consequences of sin, the sin of Adam and Eve. Do you deny the reality of sin? Lying, stealing, murder, fornication, sodomy, adultery, and drunkenness are sins that cannot be denied. Listen to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Yes, we must admit that we have sinned. We read in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Messiah Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. There is good news for you. There is a way out of sin and death. Messiah has paid the debt of your sin. Your sin requires death in order to satisfy justice. God sent his own son Jesus to die for you. Are you in the slavery of sin? You can be redeemed, bought back from the slavery of sin by the blood of the Lamb of God. Listen now to Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Messiah Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. You can have eternal life in Messiah as a free gift through faith in him, by repentance, turning away from sin, and being buried in baptism into Messiah, being baptized into Messiah Jesus. Listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Messiah Jesus have been baptized into his death? Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Through Adam, sin came into the world, and death came through sin. So then we can have life through the one Jesus the Messiah. We read in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Messiah Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. When Messiah returns, he will bring God-saved people, spirits, with him. Their bodies that sleep in the earth will be raised and changed. Faithful Christians living on earth will be taken up also, and all of God's people will then live in the new heavenly Jerusalem. Listen now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. We go on now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17. Dear friend, this material earth is going to be burned up. You need a new home. You will also need a new body. After Christians are taken up, this earth will be consumed in fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. Let us read 2 Peter 3, verse 13. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Do you want to live there with Moses, Abraham, Elijah, and Jesus? Yes, we live now in a sin-cursed world. When Jesus comes, even the creation will be set free, as we read in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25. Notice particularly verse 21, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. You need to put your faith and trust in the Messiah, Jesus. Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You can live a faithful life in Messiah, serving God, worshiping Him with a congregation of Messiah. Then you will have an eternal home in the heavenly Jerusalem. There will be no death in heaven, no pain, no sorrow, no tears. Please do not go to hell. Turn to Jesus the Messiah now. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free evidence book, please write to Eternal Good News, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you.